Well, mate, I can only say that was embarrassing. What do you make of that?
Well, yeah, that's, look, it's I think you look at the result, and you're entitled to obviously your opinion, as the supporters will be as well. And you look at the scoreline, and 6-2 home defeat is an embarrassing scoreline. But I thought that first half we were very, very poor. But I think very, very poor defensively in a couple of positions. That it's difficult because we're labelling the team today. You know, we've said over the whole course of the season that probably this team isn't good enough. Well, the team isn't good enough. You know, I shoulder responsibility for that because I signed the players and I made the decision to sign new players at Christmas and let some players go. And you know, so I'm part of it, and I'm part of the team, and you know, it hasn't been good enough. We haven't been good enough. It wasn't good enough tonight. But it is what it is. You know, it's we can't keep going over the same stuff. I've you know, preparations are now underway for next season, and you know, I think it's clear. It's very difficult when you're asking players who you know are not good enough for the level. Or probably think are not good enough for the level, and you're asking them to play games, and unfortunately in certain games they are getting exposed. And you know, the five goals in the first half, you know, three of them were really poor individual mistakes. It's not like they absolutely blew us away. You know, you look at the stats, you look at chances on goal, we scored a couple, we had a couple of other opportunities in the second half we could have. So, you know, box to box is they played better than us, but it wasn't a 6-2 game. It's just, unfortunately, we can't defend. We've got a couple of players in certain areas, and it just makes the whole situation a hell of a lot worse, because we're going into Thursday's game, and we want to go and try and have a positive performance, and some of the players are going to be striving, and I'm going to be striving to improve. But unfortunately, we're going to be going into that game again with players in the starting 11 that we think probably are not good enough for the level, and therefore they could go into Thursday night's game making the same mistakes, and we could concede three or four again. You know, it's this isn't a one off. We've conceded four goals a lot of times this season.
Yeah, so, too many times.
You know, it's a massive issue defensively, and it's very difficult to lay blame on the whole team, because you can criticise the performance and say it's embarrassing, but I know for a fact that every single one of them players in the team today gave their all. They gave everything they've got. It's just unfortunately that some of them are not quite good enough. Mm. And that's the hardest thing to take, that we're picking a team for Thursday, we're going to go into Thursday, and I'm optimistic we can improve and be better and have a positive performance and you know, maybe have a positive result. But ultimately, we do run the risk of going into Thursday and this happening again. Mm-hmm. Because it's happened on 25 occasions. Yeah. So yeah. It is, you know, I understand. It's very, very frustrating. It's difficult viewing. I understand the fans are frustrated. You know, the players are frustrated. I'm frustrated. We're all frustrated. But ultimately, things are not going to change. We've got five games left. We've got 10 days before the end of the season. You know, it's not gonna change dramatically. Let's look at the positives. I thought Pete Clark come back in the team. I thought for 25 minutes, in the final 25 minutes when he took less touches and moved the ball, I thought he looked a threat. I thought Declan Rogers come on the last half an hour, I thought was outstanding. Tom Knowles, I thought, went centrally. I thought had a much better impact when Ben Baker come on. You know, I thought we had carried a bit more of an attacking presence, and you know, I thought there was a few Danny Kelly, I thought, started the game well up front, and then you know, you're being forced to put a player who's a centre forward. We've got one contracted player who's a centre forward, and we're having to play him at centre back because we haven't got any centre backs.
Struggling so badly at the centre of the back
that we don't necessarily trust to do a job. And there's no coincidence we got absolutely annihilated in the first 45 minutes in behind, defending against a strong we had the wind with us, yet we were still struggling defensively in behind, and we got absolutely destroyed, and we had to then put him at centre half. And you know, when you do that, we look far, far better defensively with him as a centre back. I think their sixth goal was a great goal. I thought the passing and movement was exceptional. I thought it was a brilliant goal. But the first goals, all five of them in the first half were preventable. You know, two minutes in, individual error, trying to bring a ball down on the edge of the 18-yard box with his chest, gets nicked off. Two goals in behind, in between the right back and centre half, when there's not that much space to work with, it still gets in behind.
Yep.
Free header at the or header at the back post, bobbles around, had a chance to clear it, goalkeeper don't come get it. Player on the line clears it straight to their player, or doesn't clear it straight to their player, he puts it in. They're all preventable goals. And, you know, it's now understanding that that can happen, because probably there are players in our defensive back line when put in situations like that that are probably not good enough for this level of football. And in certain games it gets highlighted, and tonight they it was highlighted. But you know, we'll go again Thursday. We'll make some changes, and you know, Ollie and Rogan will come back into the team, and we'll try a few things. Daniel Moyes is back for Thursday. You know, Jamie Short as well. We'll call back from his dual registration at March to get a game, and we'll have a look at Shorty, because let's be honest, you know, when young Jamie was with us in the first team, he did a good job, and he's now played a few men's games. So at the moment, you know, I don't think he'll do any worse than the players we've got. So why not start giving a couple of the youth team players a little run? And so Shorty and Moisey will be back available for Thursday, and you know, I anticipate both of them starting the game. And then we'll see where we're at. But you know, all I can really say, Nige, is, you know, for those fans that have gone away and they are disappointed and they are frustrated, you know, I feel their pain. But you know, we have to be realistic. Our season finished a long time ago in terms of points. Yeah. I said to the players before the game today, if we win every single game between now and the end of the season, I think the best we can finish is fourth from bottom. If we lose every single game between now and the end of the season, we're going to still finish where we are.
Yeah.
So the season's done in terms of results. It's now about making sure that the players have an opportunity to impress, or a platform and a stage to try and show what they are capable of, so that when we make the decisions on them next year, you know, I made some poor ones in the summer, and I hold my hands up to that, and I don't want to be making the same mistakes again come this summer. So I need to make sure in my head that I'm clear with my decisions, and you know, I'm starting to feel confident that I'm getting near what we need. But I certainly know what we need.
Yeah.
It's going to be very difficult bringing them in, because you know, you have a lot of money to pay the players, or you have a nice facility that the players can come and play at. And you normally, some clubs have two, most clubs have one, we have none.
Yeah.
So, it's a very difficult job managing this football club, but one that I am passionate about, one that I care about. It means a lot. It's hurt me this season. That we haven't managed to kick on. It is the first season out of four that I haven't managed to move the club forward, and I'm driven to make sure that I try and do that again next year. And look, I am confident that we can do that. It's not about what we do between now and the end of the season, in all honesty. It is for the players, it's not for the club, but it's about making sure that we make sure that I know where we're taking the club in the summer and with what players. And yeah, we'll continue to do that.
Yep, they're all going to get their chances to win now and the end of the season, I'm sure.
Yeah, look, people are coming in, and people are, you know, it's hard because, you know, Milo's injured. We only have, you know, Moisey's not available. Jamie's obviously got a game tonight for March.
Mm-hmm.
So we have only got three defenders. Yep. And, you know, you're asking Ben Sawyer, who's an attack-minded player, to play at right back. I thought he'd done an okay job, but he's not a natural right back. You're asking Lloyd to play right side centre half, which is not a natural position for him. He's done it once before. Unfortunately, we had to take him off at half time because he struggled against Slough. We put him there again today, and unfortunately, he struggled again. Mm. And Luke's carrying a neck injury, and obviously he's got a lot going on in his personal life, so it's very difficult for him to focus, and I think that's having an impact on how he's playing. So when you look at it like that, you've only got one natural defender, which is Charlie.
Mm.
And you're playing against Ben Stevens, Will Grocott. You know, them players are good players. When in possession of football, they've got some exceptional players technically. Their movement, and if you're not quite on it, they can expose you, and they expose us for what we are today. So look, it's not worth you know, over exaggerating or, you know, being too down. It is what it is. Yes, I think the scoreline is not a nice scoreline to read, but